With SRN News, I'm Greg Plugston in Washington. In the Middle East, Iran has attacked commercial ships across the Persian Gulf and targeted Dubai International Airport. It's day 11 of the war against Iran as Israel and the U.S. continue their aerial assault. Joint Chiefs Chairman General Dan Kane says U.S. forces have begun to target Iran's military-industrial complex.
Focusing on centers of gravity to get upstream of the shooters out in the field in order to deny them the ability to continue to generate those one-way attack drones.
We're paying quite a bit more at the gas pump these days since the war started, but White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt predicts the recent increase in oil and gas prices is temporary.
Once the national security objectives of Operation Epic Fury are fully achieved, Americans will see oil and gas prices drop rapidly, potentially even lower than they were prior to the start of the operation.
Consumer prices held mostly steady in February, but are up 2.4% over the past 12 months. However, this new report could be outdated already since those oil and gas prices have soared because of the war. Shots were fired at the U.S. consulate in downtown Toronto. On CTV, Chris Leather with the Royal Canadian Mounted Police said it's being treated as a national security incident.
For the moment, while the early stages of the investigation are taking place, we have increased security around embassies and consulate buildings here in Toronto and in the Ottawa region.
There were no injuries. Several tornadoes have torn through parts of Illinois and Indiana, leveling homes and downing trees and power lines. It happened in an area south of Chicago. And this morning, officials announced at least two people killed in the community of Lake Village, Indiana. This is SRN News. A pro-life organization is spending big in Ohio.
A $3.2 million get-out-the-vote campaign is being launched in the Buckeye State by Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America and the Women Speak Out PAC. The goal is to knock on the doors of 500,000 Ohio homes, urging residents to vote for pro-life candidates in the looming midterm elections. Organizers say the campaign will also include digital advertising, voter contact mail, and an early vote campaign as Election Day draws near. Michael Harrington reporting.
A nonprofit organization known for public awareness drives addressing anti-Semitism says an ad campaign on New York City taxicabs was removed before its scheduled end date. The group Jew Belong launched the campaign amid an increase in anti-Semitic incidents in the city. It featured signs explaining how Jewish people often feel compelled to hide their religion for fear. This is SRN News. Americans are largely divided over the U.S. war against Iran.
A Quinnipiac poll conducted over the weekend finds 53% of those surveyed oppose the military action, while around 40% support it, similar to snap polls by the Washington Post and CNN. Respondents to a Fox News poll were more evenly divided. 70% of voters are concerned that the war will cause the price of oil and gas to rise. Only 30% think the war will make the U.S. safer. Respondents are evenly divided along party lines, with more Republicans largely supporting President Trump's plans, but a majority, including Republicans, still oppose sending ground troops into Iran. I'm Jennifer King.
President Trump visits Ohio and Kentucky today as he tries to steady voters' concerns about the economy. He also hopes to derail the re-election bid of a Republican rival, Kentucky Congressman Thomas Massey, who often disagrees with and votes against the president. More details at SRNNews.com.